Well, my name is Joycelyn Gustave, and I'm the manager of Elbow, which was formerly known as East London Black Women's Organisation. Okay. The services we offer counselling service to women who experience, predominantly to women who are experiencing or survivors of domestic violence. However, the counselling service is open to you know, other people who may have cases of intact bereavement, or just generally need some form of counselling support. It could be for depression or other issues. Mm-hmm. We also run an out of school club project, which is fully inclusive. It includes it integrates children with various disabilities and special needs, mm-hmm. and we get staff to work with them on a one-to-one basis. There's the Domestic Violence Project,
okay, yeah.
Which is a big part of Elbow's work.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, we were one of the organisations that experiencing the loss of funding for London councils.
Mm-hmm.
Quite tragic, really. But we're still at the minute, we're still receiving referrals. As you know, Newham is quite predominantly, you know, black and ethnic minority community. So in my opinion, it's a very, very, very significant role what we play. And as you know, there are very few organisations that can deal with the cultural aspect and some of the issues that we as, you know, a BME community face.
Okay. Can you tell me how the government cuts have impacted your organisation?
Well, if you, sort of going back, I mean, I've been with the organisation for a number of years. I'm not going to say exactly how long, but quite a while. And in terms of when I started with Elbow, the services we offered, we had a family support project, which again was a very, very useful project. We were receiving funding for that. That was, you know, that came to an end. We also used to get money from our local authority to do domestic violence work. And also that came to an end. And various other services we offered, including the funding we received to integrate children with special needs and disabilities. So at the minute we were relying on getting small pots of money from trust and foundations. We don't know, you know, what the future holds for an organisation like Elbow, but all we can do is to keep chipping away, to keep trying to continue to run the services as best as we can in this financial and economic climate.